The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, it's not a 21st century Shaila, probably isn't even a 20th century Shaila, but the Gemara raises the issue, and again, it's not so much the question, it's more the principles we learn now. In fact, that's how the Gemara works in general. You can only learn out principles if you give an extreme case. If you give the everyday case, we'll know what to do, but we're not going to know what the principle is. So, for instance, the Gemara gives an extreme case. Lo aleinu, someone's afflicted with poverty, and they have to make a choice between which mitzvah to do. So the Gemara gives a list of three mitzvahs. Nir Shabbos, Nir Chanukah, and Yayin Fekidah. So candles, oil for Shabbos, candles for Chanukah, or wine for Kiddush. So the Gemara says, Pshita, Nir Shabbos Adif. Nir Shabbos is supreme. Number one, why? What's so special about Nir Shabbos? And we'll see, isn't Kiddush Daraisa? But Nir Shabbos is supreme because Mishum Sholom Beso, because of the concept of Sholom Bayis, that there's nothing worse than walking around in the dark, stubbing your toe, and taking out your frustration on everybody else. So therefore, it's important that the light be in the house on Shabbos for Sholom Bayis. Of course, for all week long, it's not a problem. You could turn on lights. But on Friday night, if you don't have the lights on before, and I assume they didn't have the timers yet. So the Gemara says, Sholom Bayis. So we see Sholom Bayis isn't just a nice idea, which it is, but it's a halakha concept. Sholom Bayis is so important that it takes precedence over Nir Chanukah and wine for Kiddush. That's what the Gemara says. So Nir Shabbos Adav because of Sholom Bayis. Okay, we got that off the table. So the Gemara says, okay, so let's say I only have enough money for either wine for Kiddush or candles for Chanukah. So the Gemara says, good Kasha, because we have a, what's the conflict here? We have, what does Nir Chanukah have going for it? And what does Kiddush have going for it? So Nir Chanukah has Persume Nisa, the concept of publicizing the miracle. And Nir Shabbos and Wine for Kiddush has the Tadir principle, that something Tadir v'sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodam, that near the wine for Kiddush happens all year round, every Friday night. And Chanukah only happens 8 times a year. So therefore, near wine for Kiddush is Tadir. So therefore, you have a conflict, Persume Nisa versus Tadir. So the Gemara says, Persume Nisa Adef. So the Gemara seems to make it clear when there's a conflict, the order is, Sholom Bayis is number one, Persume Nisa is number two, and Tadir v'sheino Tadir is number three. That seems to be black and white in the Gemara. The problem is, our minig seems to go against this. What do I mean, our minig? What minig am I talking about? The minig of Kriyas HaTorah. It's not going to happen this year, but when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos Chanukah, so we take out 3 Sifrei Torah. Interesting, this is the first time on Mishpatim, my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, and it's pretty late this year on the secular calendar. It's right on time on the Jewish calendar that actually we're going to take out 3 Sifrei Torah. I never realized, I guess it could always happen because it's Shabbos, it's Rosh Chodesh, and it's Parsha Shkolim. So my Bar Mitzvah Parsha was Mishpatim and Shkolim. It was not Rosh Chodesh. This year we won't have 3 Sifrei Torah and Chanukah, but we will have them in Parsha's Mishpatim. So we learn when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos Chanukah, so we take out 3 Sifrei Torah. So what is the Seder Akriya? So, Halach L'maisa, Seder Akri is Parsha Shavua, Kriyas Rosh Chodesh, and Kriyas Chanukah. So at first glance, and maybe second glance, it seems to be a conflict to our Gemara, because our Gemara said, Persume Nisa beats Tadir. So therefore, based on our Gemara, we should read Parsha Shavua, Chanukah, and then Rosh Chodesh. Parenthetically, that's the order we have on Mishpatim. We're going to do Mishpatim. We're going to do Rosh Chodesh. And then we're going to do Shkolem. So there's no reason. Shkolem doesn't have Persume Nisa, and Rosh Chodesh happens more often. So therefore, there shouldn't be a conflict on that. However, over here by Chanukah, it seems to go against our Gemara, which says Persume Nisa. So the two schools of thought in the Rishonim. How do you reconcile? So, school and Tosus asked this question. So, A1 is, really, there's no conflict. Our Gemara, which says, Persume Nisa beats Tadir, that's talking an either or. I only could do one. I only have enough money to buy wine for Kiddush or Chanukah candles. So either or, so then Persume Nisa wins. But in the case of Kriyas HaTorah, by definition, our meaning is to take out three Sifrei Torah. But really, if you only have one Sefer Torah, it's more Tircha D'Tzibur, save time. But really, Ikar HaDin, you could read three. If you only have one Sefer Torah, we still read all three. We still read Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. We just have to roll it. So therefore, if I'm reading from Kriyas HaTorah, that means I have a Sefer Torah. So therefore. So the question in the Gemara is either or. But in the case of the Kriyas HaTorah is I'm doing both. The question is, which one am I doing first? So that, the minig is we do Rosh Chodesh, is why? Because when does Persume Nisa Adef win if it's a choice of an either or? But if I'm doing both, and then it's a question of Kadima, so Tadir tells me Kadima. When it comes to either or, so Persume Nisa is the major principle that works. But if I'm doing both, the question is the Seder Kadima order, so then I will, so then we do Kriyas. So that's what A1 says. A2 gets a different answer. Ein achinami, Persume Nisa is always Adif. It doesn't say Persume Nisa Kodem. I told you, Vashenu Tadda Kodem. All the Gemara says is Persume Nisa Adif. What is Adif? Adif means it makes you do it, whatever makes Persume Nisa stand out more. So usually we assume going first usually stands out. However, we have a print of Achron Chaviv. So generally, if you have everything's the same and it's just a matter of order, so if you go first, that's more chashev. But here, what's the benefit of waiting to the end? Because the halacha is you read the haftorah from the last Kriyas HaTorah you read. So if you would read Chanukah first and then Chanukah, I'd have to read the haftorah Rosh Chodesh, or that would be the minhag. So we want to read from the haftorah of Ner Chanukah if it Persume Nisa. So here, Persume Nisa Adif. Adif means last because I can read the Haftorah. So we have a major machlokas. Everyone agrees to the facts on the ground that if you only have one, you buy the Ner Chanukah over the wine for Kiddush. And all agree you read Rosh Chodesh and then Chanukah. The question is why? According to A1, we modify Persume Nisa Adif only as an either or. According to A2, Persume Nisa Adif all the time. But we just have to analyze what's Adif, going first or going second. So the question is, what about during the week? Rosh Chodesh, which falls out during the weekday. So what is the Seder Akriya? So the Seder Akriya is Rosh Chodesh and then Chanukah. So Bishchoma, according to A1, then it fits in. That's what it should be. Because it's not an either or, so Tadir wins. But according to A2, that Persume Nisa Adif so there's not going to be a Haftorah. So therefore, there's no reason to put it last, so we should move Hanukkah up front. So how do we answer that question? So the answer is no, you're right. If it was Persumei Nisa versus Tadir, Persumei Nisa would win, but the halacha is there is no Persumei Nisa. The Persumei Nisa is only in the Haftorah of Neira Zechaya. It's not in the Kriyas HaTorah. The reason why I read the Torah reading on Hanukkah is the same reason I read Torah reading on Rosh Chodesh or any other day. The day is Mechayev me. So therefore, that's why we read Rosh Chodesh and then Hanukkah, even according to A2, because there's no Haftorah, so there's no Persumei Nisa. It's Tadir versus nothing. So to summarize, the Gemara laid out the principle, Persumei Nisa beats out Tadir. So how come we don't, on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, how come we don't read Chanukah first? Either A1, because it's Persumei Nisa is an either or, but if you're doing both, then Tadir teaches to be Kadima. Or A2, no. Persumei Nisa is Adif. It doesn't mean first, since we want to read from the Haftorah, so the Ephraim makes it Adif, we have the Persumei Nisa. If that's the case, what about a regular Rosh Chodesh Chanukah? So Bishlom, according to number one, we read Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, but if there's no Haftorah, so how come we should do Persumei Nisa Adif and read Chanukah? First, the answer is, there is no Persumei Nisa. The weekday reigning has no Persumei Nisa, and it's about the Nisim. The only Persumei Nisa is the Haftorah. There's no Haftorah. Therefore, all agree to the bottom line is that Persumei Nisa Adif, you only have one new bite near Chanukah, not wine for Kiddush. Everyone agrees the order is Parsha Shavua, Rosh Chodesh, and then Chanukah. And everyone agrees on Rosh Chodesh. It's Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, depending on the two schools of thoughts. How we learn, how we work out the lumdas of each one.